Books on Tape presents Roma by Stephen Saylor, read by John Lee. Chapter 1. A Stop on the Salt Route. 1000 BC. As they rounded a bend in the path that ran beside the river, Lara recognized the silhouette of a fig tree atop a nearby hill. The weather was hot, and the days were long. The fig tree was in full leaf, but not yet bearing fruit. Soon Lara spotted other landmarks, an outcropping of limestone beside the path that had a silhouette like a man's face, a marshy spot beside the river, where the waterfowl were easily startled, a tall tree that looked like a man with his arms upraised. They were drawing near to the place where there was an island in the river. The island was a good spot to make camp. They would sleep on the island tonight. Lara had been back and forth along the river path many times in her short life. Her people had not created the path. It had always been there, like the river. But their deerskin-shod feet and the wooden wheels of their handcarts kept the path well-worn. Lara's people were salt traders, and their livelihood took them on a continual journey. At the mouth of the river, the little group of half a dozen intermingled families gathered salt from the great salt beds beside the sea. They groomed and sifted the salt and loaded it into handcarts. When the carts were full, most of the group would stay behind, taking shelter amid rocks and simple lean-tos, while a band of 15 or so of the heartier members set out on the path that ran alongside them.